This is my case study 5 on Ted Kaczynski, or Kaczynski, I don't really know how to say it, but yeah, he was, he's known as the Unabomber, because he was known as the university and airport bomber, and he sent 16 bombs, which killed 3 people and injured 23 more. And he was actually really smart. He was he was born in on May 2nd, 1942, and he went to Harvard in 1958. And a year after that, he had taken part in a psychological experiment by a professor, Henry Murphy, and it was to test the effects on, like, how stress, like, what effects it has on the body. And it's believed by most people that this, like, messed him up, I guess, in the head a lot, and contributed to, like, some of the reasons that, you know, that he was, like, so, like, out there, I guess you could say, like. And after Harvard, he had a belief, like, he didn't want to be around, like, society, and he believed that technology was just destroying society. And so he went out into the wilderness to just live there, and while he was there, he kind of just, like, saw, like, technology was moving in on where he was staying, like, cutting down trees and stuff like that, and he kind of just wanted to be by himself. And so he started, like, mailing bombs to, like, scientists and, like, business executives and just things like that, because he believed that technology was going to destroy society, and it just... just ruined it and all these things, and he got away with it for, like, 20 years. And he got caught because he asked a newspaper to publish a, like, a manifesto thing that he had wrote, about, like, the bad impacts of technology and society and all that. And they published it, and his brother recognized, I guess, their writing and reported it to the FBI, and they investigated it and saw that his handwriting and stuff was really similar, and that, and then, and yeah, that's how he was caught, and, he was sentenced in 1998, he was given life in prison, and he's still there right now, he's 78 years old, and yeah, that's pretty much it for my case study. Thanks.